That time again for our recommendations for the films and TV you should catch up on and the books that you absolutely must have read. And joining me first up today, I'm joined by Philippa Hawker, film critic for Fairfax. And Philippa, I love a Renaissance man as much as the next person, but sometimes it feels like James Franco is a bit of an overachiever. We're going to talk about an adaptation of his book of short stories. First, let's hear a little bit of it. The film is called Palo Alto.
You're young. You don't know why you do things. But there's always a reason.
So, if your James Franco mileage varies, this is not necessarily Franco on screen in the same way.
No, it's not. It's not. He was actually thinking of directing it himself, by the way, but instead he's just decided, yeah, to take a hand in the adaptation of his short story collection and play a sleazy soccer coach in it. But he's handed the directing reins over to an overachieving family member, I guess. It's Gia Coppola, who's the granddaughter of Francis and the niece of Sophia. And she was a photographer who'd made some short films, but they bonded over Freaks and Geeks, which was a TV show he'd been in and she loved, and he kind of decided she's the girl to do this. And they're short stories based on some of his recollections of adolescence, and Palo Alto is where he grew up. And, you know, it's a really interesting, dreamy, sort of kind of unpleasant at sometimes, heartbreaking at others, episodic story of four adolescents growing up in a kind of turbulent time where everything is not going as you want it to, and where everything also seems so intense and so desperate, and you get lost, and the four characters in this all get lost in different ways.
So that particular technical challenge of adapting a collection of short stories into a feature film, tell us a bit about how successfully that's done here.
Well, pretty well, because, I mean, they're episodic short stories and she's found a through line. They're related in the way that he tells them. They're all connected. So it's not like doing a Raymond Carver short story collection.
Although memorably Altman
did it, yeah. I don't think Gia would have been up for that straight away. But absolutely, yeah, no, there was no problem there. So it's a bit more straightforward. But no, I think that it actually suits the sort of highs and lows and the poetic and lyrical quality. She's found more poetry and lyricism than James Franco did. His is more kind of deadpan and grim in his storytelling. But it's a very interesting and enveloping film about the extremes of adolescence. And I think you feel caught up in it, and you can identify with some parts of it and step back in horror from other parts of it and kind of feel that you're in the middle of it.
I do think it's a really interesting mix of grim and poetic. Do you think people need to kind of go into it steeling themselves for some of the more unpleasant bits?
I think so, yeah. No, you've got to be ready for how exploitative and desperate adolescence can be, but also how kind of unexpectedly wonderful it can be too, and how there is, I think, I know he said, James Franco said that she found a bit more hope in it than he did in his stories, and I think that's probably, she needed that. And also I think she's been quite clever with some of the more exploitative scenes. She's actually done them in voiceover rather than depicted them, and I think that was a very kind of smart thing to do, to see how sometimes less can be more when you're talking about the most extreme things in adolescence.
That film is called Palo Alto, and it's available on video on demand platforms. Thank you so much, Philippa. Fiona Steger is from Avid Reader Bookshop in Brisbane. Fiona, what have you brought us to read this week?
I've got Circling the Sun by Paula McLean. It's a fictionalised account of the life of Beryl Markham, who listeners will know as she was a remarkable woman. She was the first woman to receive a commercial pilot's licence in Kenya in the 1930s. She was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic from east to west. And even though she crashed in Nova Scotia, she became an instant celebrity. But in some ways, that's not this book. This book is the early part of her life. Her parents moved to Kenya in about 1906, but her mother abandoned her. She was probably what the Mitfords would have called an early bolter. So she left poor Beryl there with her father on an isolated property to grow up quite wild in all senses of the word. And this part is Beryl's life where she's a horse trainer and part of a hedonistic group in Kenya of expats who seem to drink a lot of gin. And part of that group was Karen Blixen and Dennis Finch Hatton as well.
Of Out of Africa fame.
Yes, yes. So they had a very, shall we say, close relationship. And Paula McLean's looked at that in a really powerful way. She writes beautifully of the landscape of Kenya, evoking, you know, rolling hills and grassy plains. But she really gets under the skin of that surface of that society, which was very, they had their own set of morals. I don't want to say they were amoral, but they certainly had their own set of morals. And Beryl moved in and out of that circle. She was said to have had affairs with various members of high society as well. I think Paula McLean's done a great job of really kind of pulling all of that apart and really describing a woman defined by her times, but also constrained by her times.
It is interesting to me, though, that this kind of novelisation of a person's life, a fictionalised biography, if you will. I mean, Markham wrote her own memoir, which was incredibly well received. What is it about McLean's retelling of that story that adds an extra component?
I think she can be a little bit more distanced from what Beryl is able to be, and she puts it more of in a context, and she certainly concentrates a lot more on Beryl's youth.
What an amazing idea that being an aviatrix would be the least impressive thing on your CV. That book's called Circling the Sun by Paula McLean, and Fiona Steger from Avid Reader Bookshop's been telling us all about it.